Another Podcast. The goal of this podcast and this community is to support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. I'm Erin, your host, and I have been down in the deep of the shame and the shock and the overwhelm of being a single parent. But I want to teach you what I've learned to come out of all that into a joy-filled motherhood and womanhood that I love. I will help you focus on three areas that have the potential to make a huge difference in your life. Number one, strategies, rhythms, and systems that make your life easier. Number two, making the most of your money. And number three, we'll focus on taking care of you and figuring out what you want, my dear, because you are the boss, the queen. You are a beautiful soul. So follow this podcast, join the community, and let's start working on that right now. Hello and welcome in. I am going to talk today about my time budget. I recently did a time budget, I guess you'd call it. Like you do a budget with your money, right? To see if you have enough money for something or to spend your money in all the right places. Well, I did that with my time to see if I had enough time and to spend my time in the right places. And I did it for two reasons. So the first reason is I was asked to take on a project and I really wanted to do it, but I also know that I needed to be real about how much time I have to take on that new project, right? So I really needed to figure out if I had enough time to take on another responsibility. And I also knew that I needed more quality, happy time with my kids. If you've been listening, I've been talking about how my kids and I are kind of at each other's throats lately. So when I did this time budget and time blocking, I knew that somehow I had to make more quality time. But it was like we had no time. I was getting home at 5:30 at night and we try to be in bed by 8. But by the time you get unpacked, make dinner, eat dinner, clean up dinner, if you add in basketball practice, homework, baths, it's bedtime. Poof. The night's over. And especially if any of that is stressful, then it's not really quality time. But when I did this time budget and then I time blocked out my days, that was my focus. Make more family time possible. It's kind of like when you do your money budget and you have a focus, like you want to pay off this debt or you want to save $1,000. That's your focus, right? Well, my focus for this time budget was I need more quality family time. And I got 3.5 hours, you guys. 3.5 hours a day of scheduled quality family time. And it was because I really focused on that, but also because I shifted my mindset a little on what quality time can look like. So we're going to talk about that too. How did I do it? Let's get started with how did I do it? So I have a Google Sheet, which is a spreadsheet, and I listed everything in a weekday and how much time it takes. So I did this for my weekends too, but they're a little more open, whereas my weekday is like down to the minute, and a day is 24 hours. So just like I would zero balance my money budget and I would budget every single dollar, I budgeted every single minute of my time on things I have to do or want to do. And I made all these times add up to 24 hours. So I know I have exactly enough time for all this stuff in one day. So for instance, I'm looking at my chart right in front of me right now. Sleeping, 8 hours. If you don't need 8 hours of sleep, you are lucky. Like I know some people like can get by perfectly well with 6 hours of sleep. That's amazing because now you have 2 extra hours more than me. I am someone who needs 8 hours of sleep. I have always needed 8 hours of sleep. So I budgeted 8 hours. I commute. I gave myself 75 minutes a day of commuting time to and from work, 75 minutes. That's a lot. I commute. And then I'm at work 8.5 hours. Boom. I want to work on this podcast and this stuff that I'm doing with Soul Mother Community. So I gave myself 1 hour a day to do that. I gave myself 2 hours of cleaning on the weekends, but I thought I should do 15 minutes a day cleaning every day. And that's what I talked about last week, where I actually broke that up into 8 minutes and 7 minutes. I'll get into that later. If you didn't listen to the message, or if you didn't listen to my episode last week, make sure you tune in to that. Okay, then I wanted 30 minutes of exercise time. I gave myself 45 minutes to get ready in the morning, 15 minutes to get ready at night, like wash my face, pajamas, and all that. And that left me with 3.5 hours for family time. And all those hours, minutes, add up to 24 hours exactly. I spreadsheeted it. I added it up. So I know I have exactly enough time for all this stuff in one day. Okay, I am going to explain how I take this list and turn it into a real day schedule. But first, I need to talk about that mindset shift with the family time. I mentioned in the beginning, like when I come home from work at 5:30, which by the way, when I redid this schedule, it moved to 4:45 because I switched things around a little bit and I'm much more intentional. And 4:45 is when I get home now. Okay. But when I mentioned it to begin with, it's like, we got family time. I got to cook dinner, make dinner, bath time, homework, yada, yada. And it doesn't leave us for quality time. Well, here's the mindset shift. Dinner time, me cooking dinner and cleaning up dinner is still in that 3.5 hours of family time. It's not separate. So my focus is family time. Kids, we're making dinner. Come in here and help me with dinner. Let's make it together. So now I'm not focused on getting dinner made quickly so we can sit down and eat together. I'm focused on family time. So let's be in here talking and making dinner together. And then, of course, we eat dinner together. And then after dinner again, I am not focused on getting things cleaned up quickly so I can relax. My focus is on family time, family closeness. So the kids, let's help with dinner cleanup. Let's all clean up the kitchen together. And it goes really fast when everybody helps. So again, my kids are 7 and 9. Definitely the perfect ages to help with this, but I truly, truly believe that you can get your littler kids to help with this too. Like toddlers can put stuff in the dishwasher. Toddlers can pack away the silverware in the dishwasher. Toddlers can sweep. Like toddlers can help with this too. And I read a book lately called Hunt, Gather, Parent. And the author of that really talks about like toddlers want to help. They're always trying to help, so we should allow them to help and teach them to help. Okay, so I changed my mindset about the cooking dinner, making dinner, cleaning up dinner. That is actually family time, which really takes pressure off me because we're doing this together, you guys. Now, there are nights when I need a break and I don't want to talk to people. Like, those come too. And I'm still focused on family closeness because I know that in my heart, that's what I need. So if I'm having one of these nights where like, I just need quiet, I don't want to talk to people, I need to rest, then if I allow them to like play a video game or something, they have to do it together. It's got to be something they can play together. And then I'm sitting in there by them and maybe I'm just drinking my tea. Maybe I am scrolling on my phone, but we're sitting in the living room together. Because again, it's focused on family time. And of course, I have time blocked out time for me to be alone in the mornings. And as long as I give myself that time, I'm healthier and happier at night to not be sick of my kids or annoyed or too tired to pay attention to them. I know it's not that my kids are annoying. It's just that I'm tired and I need rest. So that's why I put 8 hours of sleep in there. So when you think about time blocking, again, just like when I talk about budgeting your money, it's not about like sticking to a rigid plan to keep you in line. It's about creating your plan to get what you want and knowing that this plan is going to bring you the most joy and the most peace because you created it in a mindset of giving yourself what you need and what you want. And okay, and we have things that come up during the week, obviously at night. Basketball practice we have right now, other things we got to do at night. So my mindset stays with, this is my quality family time. So if something comes up, before I say yes to it, I'm thinking like, okay, but this is going to cut into our quality time. Is that okay with me? Yes, it is, or no, it's not. And that's just like, it's my mindset. That is the time scheduled for quality family time. It's okay if it changes, but I need to be aware. Even like if we need to go to the grocery store, the mindset shift has helped because I'm not just focused on getting what we need, getting home quickly. Come on, guys, stop messing around. Oh my gosh, my kids are my kids are the kids in the grocery store who run around and people probably can't stand it. They don't run into people, but like we play supermarket sweep at the grocery store. Like, all right, you guys, go get the tortillas without asking anybody. You got to find them yourself. Go get the tortillas. And then they run and go get them. It's kind of ridiculous, but yep, those are my kids. Okay, back to where I was. So even if we need to go to the grocery store, my focus is not like, let's just go, let's get it done, let's get home. It's like, this is my quality time. Just talk to the kids. Just slow down. This is your family quality time. You just happen to be spending it at the grocery store. And if I'm just aware, like even if I have to stay at work late so I don't get home by that 4:45, that's fine. That happens. But I'm just aware that, okay, this is cutting into my family time. It's okay. I need 30 more minutes at work. This is worth it. This is going to help everything. This is actually going to pay out in the long run. I'm just aware of my time. It's not a handcuff. It's what I truly want, and it's clear. Okay, so let's get back to the how. Mark the time right now where we are in this podcast. So if you want to come back to this later while you're actually doing this, you can come back to this exact spot. So step one, like I said, list out the activities and times that you want to do each day and make sure all your times add up to 24 hours. So put your sleep in there, however many hours of sleep you need, and everything should add up to exactly 24 hours. Next, I figured out my mornings. So my exercise, working on my business, basically all my personal time has to be before my kids wake up for me. And then I also need time to make breakfast, lunches, get ready, get the kids ready. So I figured out how much time I would need for that, added that all up, and then I figured out exactly how much time I needed for all that stuff. Then I figured out exactly what time I had to leave in the morning. And I wrote down what time I want to start work and my commute time. So I do actually have an exact leave time of 6:53. 6:53. And again, this is with me getting to work a little early so I can leave. So I leave early, but I do have a little wiggle room. But if I don't leave on time, then I'm just not getting my work done, which causes me to leave later and cuts into family time. So, and guys, this does not stress me out at all. Like if I don't leave at exactly 6:53, I'm not stressed. It just keeps me focused and aware of my time. Okay, so I figured out that I have to leave at exactly 6:53 and I needed 135 minutes for everything I wanted to do in the morning before that. So that means I have to get up at 4:38 and I can't snooze. And guys, I'm a morning person. That sounds early to a lot of people, but I like getting up early. So at this point, like I said, I'm giving myself 45 minutes to actually get ready. I better list all that out because 45 minutes is not that long. So I actually listed out when I wake up at 4:38, I'm taking till 4:53. And I'm doing, like, go to the bathroom, make my coffee, do my laundry. And then at 4:53, I sit down and work on my business. And then I exercise. Okay, so I really only did 15 minutes so far of getting ready. I have 30 more minutes because I had 45 altogether, right? So I split that up into 15 and 35. or 15 and 30. So now with the last 30 minutes of my morning, I finish getting ready, which includes making breakfast, snack, lunches, shower, makeup, getting dressed, giving the kids kisses. I wrote that down. My mom comes in the mornings. My mom recently retired, so she comes in the mornings to get my kids off to school. So that is something that really helps right now. I didn't always have that. She just retired in August. So I get the whole getting your kids off to daycare thing in the morning, but we're past that happily. We're happily past that in the mornings. Okay, so the morning routine was the biggest. Now, since I already have the exact minutes for everything, I just plug everything else in. So morning routine, start time. So I've made this in my spreadsheet. Start time, 4:38. End time, 6:53. Total minutes, 135. Commute. So then right after my morning routine, I write my commute, which is 37 minutes. So 6:53 to 7:30. Right after that, work, 7:30 to 4. Then my commute, 4 to 4:37. Okay. This is where the 15 minutes. So I wrote down 15 minutes per day for cleaning, but here's where I split it up. I have 8 minutes right when I get home at night and 7 minutes before bed for a total of 15. Again, check out last week's episode on that 8 minutes when I get home from work because it is so much gold in that 8 minutes. So, okay, get home 4:37, clean 4:37 to 4:45. Then family time is from 4:45 to 8:15. 8:15, we do that other 7 minutes of cleaning. And like in that family time, my kids are getting ready for bed. So they're ready for bed by 8:15. So then at 8:22, when they're in bed, I get ready for bed for my 15 minutes, 8:22 to 8:37, and then I sleep 8:37 to 4:37 is exactly 8 hours. And remember, I'm getting up at 4:38. I am not a freak, you guys. And like I said, if you don't get it to the exact minute, like if I don't go to bed at 8:37 exactly, I am not freaking out. I just know that's my guide. 8:37 is when I should be to sleep. So if I stay up till 9, fine. But that's cutting into my 8 hours of sleep time. So I'm just aware. It doesn't stress me out at all. I am not freaked out if it's 8:42 and I'm not in bed yet. It's not like that. It's just a guide that I created. This is my ideal. This is the healthiest. This is clear. It's good. It's something I want to aim for every day. So thank you for being here. And if you try this, send me a message on Instagram and tell me how it goes. I know it's going to be good. I'd love to hear how it's working for you and if it's helpful for you. And if you have a topic that you would like to talk about on the podcast, also DM me on Instagram. Or if you just want to say hi, DM me on Instagram. That is Soul Mother Community. I'm not on there all the time, but I do check in consistently, and I would love to hear from you. Take care for now, and see you next time.